This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're talking about that D word today, and it's okay to say it. It's okay to say it out loud. It's okay to think it. It's okay to have a conversation about it. The dynasty word. I mean, it's okay. The Eagles won one. They've been at two out of the last three. They're set up with a great roster. They're set up with the best executive in the NFL. And all, in fact, in my mind, all of sports. That's how good Howie Roseman is. And I don't think it's too early to think about the dynasty word. Hugh does referencing, you know, some of the idea of, are these all guys going to be rowing in the same direction next year? And A.J. Brown's...
Got to row in the same direction.
You have to. Instagram post, which was different, but typical of A.J. All right. So D, I think today stands for dynasty, but in some places it stands for delusion. So Dak Prescott, doing a great thing yesterday. He was at a children's cancer fund raising money, but they put a microphone in front of him and asked him about the Eagles winning. And of course, Dak's going to answer and give a take on it. So here's Dak Prescott yesterday, and this word is what you call delusion.
Eagles just did. How far are you guys away from that level?
I mean, I feel like we compete with the Eagles and beat them for the most part when we played them. I don't want to say check the record when they're the guys holding the trophy right now. So credit to them. They've earned and they deserved it by all means. But, yeah, very close. Especially even watch the NFC game, the NFC Championship. And those two teams that we battle against each and every year a couple of times. And, as I said, feel confident about we've gotten the better part each and every time. To see it in such a dominating fashion, credit to them. It's our turn and it's on us.
I don't know what my favorite part of that is, Hugh. It's our turn, it's on us, or him saying, like, we kind of beat them all the time, even
though... Live your truth, Dak. Live your truth, Dakota. You know what's funny? And I know Petty Monday's over.
It's Wednesday now.
It's Wednesday. I mean, I can always do Petty Wednesday, but I thought about his brother. I don't know his brother's name, but I remember his brother. And I almost went on the Instagram and the social media last night. I almost went looking for him. Because I remember one time he was talking about Jalen Hurts and he called him a glorified running back.
Mm.
And I wanted, you know, it's a lot. I go on there and I want to be petty, but I don't, you know, I don't want
to
put
it out there.
I'm trying to be a grown up in this thing, but I wanted to say, dog, how do you feel that glorified quarterback got a Super Bowl ring and your brother doesn't?
Super Bowl MVP, too.
Yes, yes.
As a quarterback.
Yes. Dakota can believe what he wants to believe. You know, because that's what belief is. You know, believing that you can do something that nobody else believes you can do. I'm not saying that they can't do it, but boy, that's a hard road to hoe.
You have got to be smoking something.
Yeah, it's a hard road to hoe, man.
The part that's most ironic is he's talking about doing great things. Dakota and the whole, they're going to be lost in this. Like, they're not even a fly on the wall of the conversation in this era. Like, think about it. It's the Eagles. It's the Chiefs. And then you think about the other great quarterbacks that are kind of close, right? The Lamars, the Allens.
I thought we were going to stay in the division. It's the Eagles.
It's Jaden.
It's the Commodores, the commodities.
They're about to come on now, yeah.
And it's probably, and it's a toss-up between the Cowboys and the Giants, to be honest, at the bottom of the division. Come on, bro.
They're in like when next year starts, when we rev up next season, they're not even in the conversation. I mean, what is he talking about? I know he's not going to be honest, but like when I just think of the NFC next year, it's the Eagles, it's Detroit, it'll be Green Bay again, it'll be Washington, it'll be probably San Francisco bouncing back. Like I have to like spend an hour before I even think about the Cowboys. He's nuts.
The check the record thing was crazy
nuts.
In its own right. But like I think the most poetic thing about the whole thing is that he's talking about two teams in the NFC Championship game, a game that the Cowboys haven't been to 30 in years. 30 years.
His VCRs was hot.
The one team that was behind them in that, the Commanders.
Yeah, they're there now.
Got drafted a quarterback and immediately went to the NFC Championship game. Like it makes him look way worse.
I could probably name 12 NFC teams that I think have a better chance than they do. I mean, 12, and with the Eagles at the top. It's a different D word. It's total delusion. 215-592-9494. Is it too early to start thinking about a dynasty? I don't think it is. Hugh is trying to, he's trying to keep us like grounded here
today.
Well,
it's not so much I'm trying to keep you grounded. It's just the way I look at it.
Just not a real Eagles fan, you know?
No, because you know what's funny? Yeah, that
who was
right
our
there.
Caller the other day?
That was Cunningham.
Cunningham. Yeah. Like, they'll win every
classic.
Game.
No.
Always. Every game. Super Bowls every year.
And if you don't think so, not a real fan.
That was funny.
That's crazy.
Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
What up, Joe? What's going on? What up, Hugh?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Hey, Chuck.
The great 48 hours. Great 48 hours, man. I can't wait to the Super Bowl parade on Friday. A game. Hey, Joe, that was a blowout, wasn't it? Wasn't that a good game?
It was stomping. I mean, from the moment that game started, Chuck, it took me like a quarter and a half. When Coop returned the interception, I sat there, I was like, it's over. Like, they are dominating the team that people thought they couldn't dominate. It was awesome.
Yeah, that hit that, that Milton Williams and Jalen Carter.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was dead after that. And I thought he got folded like a chair. You know what I mean?
But, he did.
Yeah, listen, we called it, Joe. We knew. We felt it in our guts. People tried to talk us out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew it wasn't going to be close. You know, this team, you know, the Chiefs walked on that field like they was, you know, going to be given that three-peat. We walked on that field, and they didn't know what hit them. And I just felt that in my soul, man. So, man, hats off to the Eagles. Great, great job, man. Do I see a dynasty? No, I see a repeat. You know, I don't know what dynasty is. I mean, I think we can definitely go back next year and win it again next year with this team the way it's constructed.
Yeah, I think they can. But, Chuck, they remind me in a lot of ways between Jalen and the defense. But, they remind me of that Seahawks team about 10 years ago that got to the back-to-back, and if it wasn't for the interception in the end zone, they would have won. But I would not be surprised at all if we're doing this again next February. Same thing.
Yeah, but this A.J. Brown thing, you know, A.J. is a malcontent. This thing is... It's really starting to, you know, it's hitting the surface. And, you know, AJ calls himself a, you know, good guy and a team guy, but he's not selfless, man. You know, he just won a Super Bowl. And everybody, you know, the Chiefs, the Patriots, those teams that always went back, they always was on one accord. They were all equally yoked. You can't have this, man. And I understand, and I love AJ. He's a terrific player. He's a player that'll never be satisfied. Because I don't know what it is with him, man. I don't know if it's a mental thing, a jealousy thing. I don't know what it is, man. See, Saquon Barkley didn't affect the game physically on Sunday. Not much.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the ghost of Saquon Barkley that affected the game. And he was okay with that. You know, they had prepared for Saquon all week. You know, and come to find out, they stopped him. But it was other players that killed the Chiefs. So it was the ghost of Saquon that allowed the Eagles to do what they was able to do. AJ, for you to say you didn't feel part of the team, I didn't quite hear the tweet. I just heard you guys talking about it. It's just ridiculous to me, man. I love AJ Brown. I think he's a terrific player. He's my favorite wide receiver in football. But you can't win when you have a player in the locker room like that. You just can't. So something has to give, man. And I called this before the Super Bowl even came around. I said if they lost, one of those two guys are going to be a Jalen or AJ Brown. I thought if they won the Super Bowl, maybe they would be able to sweep this under the rug. I see it starting to surface again because one player just wants to have individual stats, which I understand, but championships is not going to satisfy a guy like that until later in life, until later in his career when you look back and say, you know what, I was really fortunate to be on a football team like this. But do I see a team repeating? Yeah, if they all on the same record.
Well, that's the big thing. Yeah, and Chuck, good phone call, man. Chuck, as always. So I'll read through the Instagram again that Hugh had referenced earlier in the show. In case you've heard us talk about it, but you're like, what are they saying? So AJ Brown put up a post last night, and I'll read the whole thing just so you have context. Okay. Quote, after a few days, I've had time to reflect on being a champion. I tried to feel how everyone made it seem to be a champion, and unfortunately, it was short-lived. 2 days to be exact, LOL. I've never been a champion at the highest level before, but I thought my hard work would be justified by winning it all. It wasn't. My thrill for this game comes from when I dominate. It's the hunt that does it for me. It's when the DB drops his head and surrender because he can't F with me. The intense battles, early mornings, late nights, sacrifice. I love putting smiles on people's faces. Don't get me wrong. But it just wasn't what I thought it would be. It's the journey that I love most, back to work. So you could look, you could interpret that any way. For me, I think AJ realized it's something called the arrival fallacy. I think he thought he was driven by winning. And I think he now realizes that isn't really his why. His why is dominating. And that's okay. I mean, look, he helped them win by having that kind of perspective. But look, so Chuck said they can't win like this, or they already did. They did win with him, mm-hmm. and he's a great player. But the question is, can Sirianni and Howie and Jalen get them all on the same page again? Because that's how dynasties are won. It's not just talent. Like, every team that wins a Super Bowl, Hugh, theoretically can win the next one and the one after that, right? They're loaded. Yeah. There's no bad teams that win Super Bowls.
Yeah.
But it's all doing it again and rowing in the same direction.
You have to be locked in, man. Yeah. And you can't be divisive. You can't. And I'm not saying he is, but he controls the narrative in this situation. And the narrative right now is, because of things that have happened in the past, that he's a little bit of a malcontent. You know, we know AJ is wired different. And we know that he's very hot. He's highly emotional. And ain't nothing wrong with that. But when you leave because of who you are and how you're perceived, you leave a lot for interpretation. And I just feel like this was not the time for you to share that feeling on social media.
So don't you think, like, because I'm reading this whole thing again, if he had literally left out this one sentence,
when I dominate thing?
Yeah, my thrill for this game comes when I dominate. If he left that out, the entire post is, I think, to be interpreted by everybody in the way that he just is ready to get back to work, and he likes the journey rather than the destination. I just think it was a mistake for him to put that part in.
It's not a mistake, Kyle.
Well, I think it was.
Kyle,
I really
listen,
do.
This is the one thing that we have to stop doing is making excuses for grown-ass folks who've been in this situation before that know what his voice and his power has. Mm. AJ Brown. He hasn't been in this situation. Didn't he call in to Ike and those guys a year ago? Trying to defend his position?
No, right, but
he was misinterpreted?
But that's sort of, yeah, well, that's where
how
I'm coming from. He felt that
how
he was misinterpreted,
times,
you.
If you know,
he could be again.
If I know that if I say something, it has a chance to be misinterpreted, how many times do I have to write something out before I stop doing it?
Okay, but Hugh, you're a smart guy, and you're wiser.
And so he's
because
dumb?
In your old age. I'm not saying he's dumb. I'm saying sometimes he makes mistakes.
I caught that, Joe. He hit me with the old man.
Well, is it not true? It's like cool. Hugh, you were a different person when you were younger.
Let me clean it up. You've matured.
I cannot argue.
Okay, he's my AJ Brown is younger than me.
But
you think I get emotional back here?
Yes, you do.
Let me slice this down the middle though. I do give a little bit more leeway when it's...
I appreciate him calling me old.
No, that was great. I give a little more leeway in a press conference or when a microphone's in front of you, because we do this every day. Sometimes things come out a little bit differently than I mean them, or maybe I'll come across stronger than I want to. Like, it happens, right? We talk every day. We have a microphone in front of us. It's live. So sometimes I let a player have a little bit of like...
Grace. You give him grace.
He typed that.
That's what I'm saying.
And he hit send. Like, and guess what? There's also an edit button. There's also a delete button. He I'm not mad that he said it. I think he's being honest. I think
it is his truth, but...
You did say it about the truth.
It's his truth.
It's his truth.
But you leave it open to interpretation.
Well, and he makes you wonder, are they able to get everyone again next year, do it again? I think they can, and I think they're set up, but this is certainly part of the whole conversation.
Yeah, and to be fair, I've had a lot of people that have chimed in, and they feel the way that you feel, Kyle. They're like, well, they read, everybody reads it differently. But there's a lot of people that feel the same way that you feel. My thing is this. There's a time and a place for everything.
Mm.
And you have to be able to read the room. There's a lot of times, and you've seen it, Joe, on my face, where I want to say certain things, and I'm like, yeah, might not land the way that I think. I might not land that plane the way that I think I'm going to land.
And then you realize you're old now. And
yeah,
you're back off.
Yeah. And then, you know, me being as old as I am and Kyle not being as so much younger than me, that kind of kicks in, too. He called me old on the air, dog. He called me old people on the air.
Yeah.
He's like, because you're just old.
I mean, I don't know if you realize how old you were until today, but you're old, man. Let's go to RC in Glen Mills. What's up, RC?
All right, we ain't going to long talk this, man. You're an old soul. You ain't old, but he did call you old folk on this.
He called me old, dog.
Yeah, I mean, basically, Hugh got called Pop-Up Douglas on the air today. It happened.
I fall asleep when I go out.
I listen to you guys a lot because of my job, but I usually call in to rip Spike and his stance on Jalen. I call those guys because Spike is crazy with his stance on Jalen. But here's what I want to say to you, Hugh. And Joe, it was 10 hours ago, AJ's post, correct?
Mm-hmm.
10 hours ago.
Yeah.
What happened yesterday that AJ is, he's a wide receiver. I'm not saying they're all divas, but he wants to be coddled. He wants to be celebrated. He wants people's arms around him, telling him how great he is. What wasn't he a part of yesterday?
Jimmy Fallon.
You know, RC, I didn't think about that. You're right.
I did, but I didn't put it out there.
No, I love. You're right, because Jalen and Saquon were there. And,
I did.
And RC, I think if we
and
could,
the O-line.
And the O-line. Like, if AJ had 150 yards receiving, he's probably invited.
Correct. But he and Devontae did their job. They're probably the best wide receiver combo in the league. But they weren't – he's not celebrated. Devontae is a quiet – late. The man was crying after his touchdown on the sideline. AJ is that alpha male wide receiver that this league is used to having. And he didn't get celebrated. But if you really read the post, it's like a roller coaster. Like Kyle said, oh, if you take out one line. Well, if you take out another line, Kyle, it looks this way. And – It was all about that. And the Josh Sweat thing, hey, you, we ain't going to long talk, but Josh Sweat trying to get paid.
No, yeah. I caught that. That's why, you know what, to be honest, RC, that's why he ain't catching that much heat, because he probably won't be here. He going to get that bread.
He ain't going to be here. We going to get Miles Garrett. Sweat's going to go get, what, 30 million you, 40 million?
Yeah, he about to go get paid, dog. He about to get paid. He going to probably be playing in Cleveland or something like that.
Yeah,
oh, he might go to Houston. He might go to the Texans.
Sure.
Yeah. And the dynasty thing, Joe, the dynasty thing, okay? Here's the difference, and here's what we are dealing with, because you've called him the greatest the best general manager in sports, mm-hmm. not just in football.
Yep.
Here's what we're dealing with, okay? Let's think about the last two dynasties. They talked about Brady. They talked about Belichick. They talked about Gronk. They talked about Brewski. Four guys, no offensive line, no defensive line. Then you go to Kansas City. It's Travis. It's Mahomes. It's Andy. We are dealing with a team. Go ahead and pick somebody. Put all their names in a hat. You, Kyle, Joe. Could we celebrate every single person on this team? Are they the most dominant and most talented?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The team in the NFL by far? We got superstars, guys.
Yeah,
you're right. It's all over. It's not just one guy. And Howie is so good at smoothing those cap numbers out. RC, we appreciate that. They're going to keep a lot of these guys.
Yeah.
The fact that we can even entertain the idea they will trade for Myles Garrett shows how good Howie is. Because typically, if you have this many good players, I feel like other teams would be like, well, they don't have the cap space, right? Like,
yeah, they don't have the money. They can't make the move.
They paid a quarterback. They paid two receivers. They have this. Like, they paid a running back. They paid the O-line. There's no way they could actually go and get Myles Garrett. I think there's a real chance they get Myles Garrett. Now, I'm not saying it's a lock. Other teams might outbid them, whatever. We'll see what happens.
But it's not out of the realm of possibility when it comes to Howie.
I would give it a decent shot they get Myles Garrett. A decent shot. I mean, that tells you how good Howie is, because most champions, like, they're maxed out with cap space.
We're basically just going to be the Dodgers of the NFL when we do that.
That sounds good to me. I mean, like, that team, if we're anything close to Dodgers of the NFL, that means we're going back to more of these very, very soon. And look, the Dodgers might be becoming a dynasty. Hopefully not, but they could be. Ken and Cinnamon. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, Ken.
What's going on, Ken?
So first of all, because there's a lot to unpack here, they're already the Dodgers of the NFL. They make the playoffs every year. So, I mean, you can't win the Super Bowl without making the playoffs. They make the playoffs every year.
Mm-hmm.
Josh West's not going to be here next year, so I don't really worry too much about that. And this whole notion, like, so many people on WIP and in the local media and even in the national media spent the last 7 or 8 weeks of the season this year looking for the evidence that this is where the collapse that happened last year, this is where it starts. And it started with AJ with the passing game, but there was all kinds of stuff where people were saying, see, here it comes. And it did. So here's the bottom line with AJ. I think you have to, first of all, you have to recognize that Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni in particular, they know what's in AJ's heart. We don't, right? They know him better than we do. And, you know, Nick Sirianni is a master at managing these egos. I mean, just look at the Super Bowl. Look at the game itself. Where, you know, 1 minute they show a little clip of him, you know, screaming back at AJ when he's coming off the field on the incompletion on the blitz, and then 5 minutes later they show him yucking it up and hugging it up with AJ on the sidelines after AJ caught his touchdown pass, and he's got, oh, by the way, he's got inner excellence in his hands. So there's a reason why a guy like AJ Brown feels like he needs to carry inner excellence around with him on the sidelines. And it's stuff like that post from last night. the most important words in that post are, time to get back to work. And I think you would want to hear that. And I feel actually really good about the fact that you've got your star wide receiver saying, look, I thought my hunger was going to be satisfied when I got my hands on that Vince Lombardi trophy, and I'm still starving. It didn't do anything for me. It was like eating Chinese food. I'm hungry an hour later. So I have no problem with it whatsoever. And we've got to get over this, the PTSD of what happened at the end of 2023, to the point where we're always afraid that that's right around the corner. Like, I use it as an example. My parents were both born and grew up during the Depression. So regardless of how financially secure my parents got as they grew into their adulthood and went on with their lives, and they got very, very financially secure, my mother was always convinced that abject poverty was right around the corner because of the fact that all of her experiences as a child were colored by the Depression. That's the impact that 2023 collapse is going to have on an entire generation of Eagles fans, that no matter how good things are, there's disaster right around the corner.
But Ken, let me interject just a little bit, because I remember a quote that said, if you forget about the past, you're doomed to repeat it. So and I know you were talking about your mother, and is it safe to say because she felt that way, you never had to worry about poverty again?
Absolutely.
So you know what? I think that she was on to something, because you know what? I'm the same way. I grew up broke, and you might call me cheap, but I'd be damned if I'd be broke again. So I don't think that that's a bad thing. I hear what you're saying, and you know, we got PTSD and all the other stuff, but isn't it better to, if you see something coming, to try to avoid it as best you possibly can?
I think his analogy was interesting. Your response is interesting. I also think there's something to not just 23. The dynasty conversation and all this, let's be real. And I mentioned yesterday, I heard it on the morning show, and we repeated on our show yesterday. Fandom in this city, people aren't used to this. Like, if the Eagles become the next dynasty, it's not normal, right? Like, we realized yesterday, four players in this city in 50 years have gotten a chance to win two rings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this kind of stuff doesn't happen around here very often, right? This isn't the New England area where they had parade after parade. So people... Like, dealing with and thinking through dynasty and the pitfalls, it's not normal, so we got to get used to it if it even is going to happen. 215-592-9494. We'll keep taking your phone calls all day on this. Hugh is telling me to slow my roll a little bit here with all the D-talk. I'm saying no. I think it's okay to talk about a dynasty. I don't think it's too early to talk about it. You can react to A.J. Brown's post and your interpretation. Remember, B-Doc, Brian Dawkins joins us at 12:15, and we have to play a funny clip from Nick Wright and who confronted him about one of his Eagles takes. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Tasty Cake has a treat for every John. They got peanut butter fans' favorite in candy cakes, the chocolate-coated cakes with a creamy layer of peanut butter inside. If you like the simple classic, they have the crimpets. They are light sponge cake topped with rich icing. Donut lovers, they have choices for days. You got frosted mini donuts, you got powdered mini donuts, and you can't forget the delicious dipping stick flavors. I mean, there are so many unique, satisfying treats to choose from, but that's no surprise because it's Tasty Cake. Except
flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.